This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today's episode, Josh, is about the awkward little moments when we fall in love with a song, which is not exactly the coolest song in the world. Sometimes I have to tell you, I never go private on my Spotify listening sessions, but sometimes I'm praying that nobody's watching, because as we discover new music, and we cherish the old hits of the past, sometimes there are those songs of questionable taste that we still keep listening to them because, well, they're just so beautiful for one reason or another, or maybe they bring back nostalgic memories with them. Now, I hope that you have as many guilty pleasures on the music side as I do. Is that so?
Very much so, Ernesto. Sometimes I wonder if the majority of my listening is actually full of guilty pleasures. We just like to pretend to have good taste. But yes, there are many Latin alternative guilty pleasures that populate my playlists. And one of them is the Pinkertones, a Barcelona electronic group that I actually signed to Nacional Records 13 years ago, showing my age. This is a group that I just really liked a lot. They weren't your typical electronic group. They were often mixing bossa nova. They would throw in some James Bond sounding music.
Lounge,
and they were all over the place. And I met them when they were unsigned, and I just fell in love with them, particularly when they showed me, they literally took their laptop and forced me to watch this self-made video for this song, Sonido Total. And it's a song that I believe has made it into many TV shows as well over the years. We're going to take a listen. The Pinkertones, going back to 2005 from their album, The Million Color Revolution, my guilty pleasure, Sonido Total.
A la inversa. 10 segundos y fuego. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Sonido en el espacio. Silencio en mi cabeza. Rugido intergaláctico. Sonido en el espacio. Silencio en mi cabeza.
Total, sonido en el espacio, sonido total, sonido estereofónico, sonido total, sonido en el espacio, sonido total, sonido estereofónico,
sonido en el espacio, silencio en mi cabeza, rugido intergaláctico, sonido en el espacio, silencio en mi cabeza, rugido intergaláctico.
No hay duda.
Sonido en el espacio. Silencio en mi cabeza. Rugido intergaláctico. Sonido en el espacio. Silencio en mi cabeza. Rugido intergaláctico. Sonido en el espacio. Silencio en mi cabeza.
Sonido total, sonido en el espacio, sonido total, sonido estereofónico,
sonido en el espacio, sonido en el espacio, sonido,
sonido Sonido total. Sonido en el espacio.
Silencio en mi cabeza.
Sonido
estereofónico. Sonido en el espacio. Sonido en el espacio. Sonido,
sonido total.
En el espacio.
Sonido en el espacio.
Silencio en mi cabeza.
Sonido estereo.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
He querido hablar luego de tu función. Yo te vi fatal, pero estabas peor. No se fue tu luz, pero hay algo que cubre. No permite que alumbre, por lo menos por hoy. Una canción más en la que no cantas. Lo que transmitís es más simple que vos. Debes comprender lo que tienes. Tiempo veo que estás sin encargarte ni de tu disfraz. Sé que volverás a ti, ya ves, algo intentaré. No creo poder ver en tu ser.
This is a Latin Alternative, an episode devoted to musical guilty pleasures. I certainly hope that I'm forgiven for my choices. This was one of them. We just heard Miranda, the pop sensation from Buenos Aires, Argentina. The album at the time was called Sin Restricciones. And the song was Vuelve a Ti, which I absolutely love. I have to tell you, Josh, this song has this crispness to the production and the sound. And then in the middle, there's this beautifully baroque little keyboard solo that's completely out of control. And I think it's so romantic in a weird and goofy way. That was my guilty pleasure. And is it possible that among your guilty pleasures, we have some sort of outrageous Mexican rap?
Yes, you could say that a Mexican rap rock band, but not in the Limp Bizkit style of rap rock. In fact, it's a group that I always loved. Quite a bit of a Beastie Boys sense of humor. And in the case of this song, Yofo, a little bit more of a power pop meets whistling phenomenon, which is why I make it that's why I qualify it as a deep guilty pleasure. But it was a good song, and you know, it was always on MTV Tres back in the day. In fact, it was the only good song on their 2007 album, Eternamente. We're going to subject our listeners to Molotov and the song Yofo. Good luck getting it out of your heads.
We'll be right back. semana. Shot, shot, adelante. Zafo manejar, zafo ayudar a guacarear. Y shot, que me carguen. Shot, masaje. Zafo hablarle a Randy en su babalunizaje. Estaba contentito aquí en la humareda. De pronto llega el Guido, zafo aguanta su adera. Yo super zafé, te dejo esta pala. Super shot, pasar al baño mucho antes que la yala. Yo fo zafa fofo, yo fo zafa fofo. Yo fo zafa fofo, lo fo lo fo. Mega zapo, la mochiza, zapo, zapo, Calderón. Oiga, ya salió mi disco, vaya y cómprelo pirata. Ayude a la disquera que nos meta más la rata y ra. Zapo el propio tráfico, zapo el tira grosero. Y zapo enseñarle a manejar al del pecero. Si vienes por acá, cuidado cuando salgas, porque este país se maneja con las islas.
Hey, what's up? I'm Randy.
Yeah, I'm Nat. I'm Tito, and we're from Molotov, and you're listening to
The Latin Alternative.
¿Están listos? Pues ahí les va.
La conocía desde morro cuando era inocente. Lo más que crecía, lo más que era caliente. Le crecieron buenas y un semejante. Ahora ni a la bajan del tubo. Le traigo ganas ya que rato. Nada más mi suerte, cada que le marco trae vato. Por el día no lo muestra y trabaja en oficina, pero en la noche es la jaina más cochina. Un día me llama, me dice hoy se puede, que vaya a su casa por ahí como a las 9. Su vato se fue al jale temprano, era chambeador porque era mexicano. Llegué en caliente ni me puse calzón, me dice que la siga y me jale el pantalón. No traje condones, no me quedó la chanza, ni modo, hijo... En la panza, a toda encima del excusado. Ni cuenta nos dimos que el vato había regresado. No fue mi culpa, no escuché cuando tocaron. Por tus pujidos nos hallaron.
Eres aventada y bien caliente, y tus acciones no lo mienten. Siempre enseguida del siguiente, y parece que no es suficiente. Se quede mórrate. Desde ese momento fue que te picaron, escandalosa me contaron, y por esos pujidos fue que nos
hallaron. Por andar de desmadroso, agarra y caliente, casi me dan en la madre entre la gente. Andábamos tres, un compa y Francisco, era viernes o nos metimos a la disco. Bien afeitados nos sentamos en la barra, cuando presentí que una jaina me miraba. Viene y me pone la mano en el regazo, después en la
no, pues ya de paso.
Pues sí.
¿Qué onda, mija? ¿Qué quieres hacer? Se acerca y me dice, te quiero. Ay, chao, así de volada. Le metí la mano por debajo de la falda. No traía nada, ni un calzoncito. Y sin querer queriendo, se me paró el Agent, agarrándome la de esa. Quería que me la que ahí debajo de la mesa.
Ahí
suspira y me dice,
¡qué lindo caballo!
Y yo de caliente dije, vámonos al baño. Esquivando gente, caminando por la pista. Igual como un vaquero, con el arma lista.
Bang, bang.
Llego y le digo, ¿qué onda, fela? Se miraba toda con sus botas. Me subió una pierna y dice, dame tú. Me tienes y tú eres mi rey. Empezamos a darle, así nomás de volada, yo no soy cobarde. Trágicamente, dejó ir un suspiro. Le valía porque estaba haciendo mucho ruido. Oigo que me gritan,
hey,
era mi compa.
Esta vieja ya te metió en una bronca.
Yo no sabía que andaba con su vato, buscándola por todo el bar y ya tenía rato. Como una chispa que me bajo de volada. Si no, pues ahí mismo voy a la... Válgame Dios, que no nos miraron. Y todos saben que por tus pujidos nos hallaron.
Eres aventada y bien caliente, y tus acciones no lo mienten. Siempre enseguida del siguiente, y parece que no es suficiente. Se quede embórrate. Desde ese momento fue que te picaron. Escandalosa me contaron, y por esos pujidos fue que nos hallaron.
Yeah.
Solo acuit lo ha logrado. ¿Quién más?
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a special Guilty Pleasures episode. Yes, the rest of the year we pretend to be credible music critics, but tonight it's just the ear candy that gets stuck in our heads for good or bad reasons. In the case of that last song, you just heard Acquid, one of my favorite Mexican hip-hop groups. And one of the interesting things with that song was they basically had the nerve to redo Slick Rick's classic 80s hip-hop song, Children's Story, but do it with, full-on Norteño brass. And with raunchier lyrics. You just heard Por Tus Pujidos Nos Hallaron. I don't know if I'm going to even translate that, but it is off their 2010 album, Clasificado R, or Rated R.
I think that song title by itself should only qualify for a Guilty Pleasures music episode. And you know, Josh, whenever I go to Argentina, sometimes with my friends, we start talking about music. Maybe even people I don't know, I tell them I'm a music journalist and they ask me, what do I like about Argentina? And I mention the usual suspects. Fabulosos Cadillacs I like, and Babasónicos and whatnot. And then we sort of delve into the past just a little bit. And we talk about Charlie Garcia and Luis Alberto Spinetta. We talk about Arcoiris. And then, I don't know what it is about confession, guilty pleasures demand confession. And then at one point there's a silence and I say, I also love Vivencia. And it's almost like they want to throw tomatoes at me. You shouldn't be saying these things, but still you do. Vivencia were like the Argentinian equivalent of Simon and Garfunkel. And they were, sort of good looking boys from an upper class family, as far as I understand it. That's at least a reputation that precedes them. And they did this record about very delicate feelings. That wasn't really a rock record. It was all a little too pretty. But Mi Cuarto, this is a record of Vivencia released in 1973. I have to tell you, it's not only that the song that we're going to listen to, A Guilty Pleasure. I love the entire LP. I've played Vivencia songs before in the Latin Alternative, just because I think it's so beautiful and so Simon and Garfunkel-y in an interesting way. Well, here they are. Vivencia, My Guilty Pleasure from Buenos Aires, with the song Mi Cuarto.
Heridas que me han hecho los golpes de la vida. Allí nadie me molesta, ni critica ni protesta. Estoy solo en mi cuarto. En mi cuarto he vivido hermosas, en secreto aventuras amorosas. Cuando mis padres viajaban, solitario me
quedaba acompañado. No estoy solo. En mi cuarto, atrepado por mi cama, un amigo que saltó por la ventana. Era el sol que acariciaba, dulcemente mi frazada. No estoy solo. No estoy solo. No estoy solo. He descubierto la mañana.
This is the Latin Alternative.
No hay duda.
Sonido en el espacio.
Hey, my name is Alex Anvanter and you're listening to The Latin Alternative.
¿Cómo puedes vivir? ¿Cómo
you're tuned in to the Latin Alternative. And yes, the semi-annual, or I don't know how many every years we do this episode. Should we do it every year? I don't know. It's the Guilty Pleasures episode. We'll let you guys decide if you want to hear this every year. Anyway, that was Alex Anvanter with the song Como Puedes Vivir Contigo Mismo. It's a nice slice of Chilean electropop. I think that the side of me that in the mid-80s grew up listening to the Pet Shop Boys has a perhaps an embarrassed to admit appreciation for Alex Anvanter, but It's just, he's a very good songwriter. And it's a song that I admit has been stuck in my head many times in the past. But speaking of true guilty pleasures, Ernesto, an artist that, look, I'm not going to lie, we would not normally play Pitbull on this show, but I love this song, Crazy, featuring Lil Jon. It goes back to 2008, and it's just one of these songs that's so dumb and so bad that it becomes good. That's how it is for me, at least. We're going to listen to Pitbull, Crazy, featuring Lil Jon, going back to 2008. We're sorry. We apologize in advance.
Te alejas de mí, te sientes solo y siempre estoy ahí. Es una guerra de toma y dame, pues dame de eso que tienes.
Oye, baby, no seas mala. No me dejes con las ganas. Se escucha en la calle que ya no me quieres. Ven y dímelo en la cara.
Pregúntale a quien tú quieras. Mira, te juro que eso no es así. Yo nunca tuve una mala intención. Yo nunca quise burlarme de ti. Conmigo ves, nunca se sabe. Un día digo que no, y otro que sí.
Yo soy masoquista.
Con mi cuerpo un egoísta.
Tú eres puro, puro chantaje. Puro, puro chantaje. Siempre es a tu manera.
Yo te quiero aunque no quieras.
Tú eres puro, puro chantaje. Puro, puro chantaje. Vas libre como el aire.
Soy de ti ni de nadie.
Como tú me tientas cuando tú te mueves. Esos movimientos sexy siempre me entretienen. Sabes manipularme bien con tu cadera. No sé por qué me tienes en lista de espera.
Te dicen por ahí que voy haciendo y deshaciendo. Que salgo cada noche que te tengo ahí sufriendo. Que en esta relación soy yo la que manda. No pares bola toda esa mala propaganda. Papá, ¿qué te digo? Ya te comen el oído. No vaya a enderezar lo que no se ha torcido.
Y como un loco sigo tras de ti, muriendo por ti. Dime qué pa' mi bebé.
¿Qué? Pregúntale a quien tú quieras. Mira, te juro que eso no es así. Yo nunca tuve una mala intención. Yo nunca quise burlarme de ti. Conmigo ves, nunca se sabe. Un día digo que no, ya otro que sí.
Yo soy masoquista.
Con mi cuerpo un egoísta.
Eres puro, puro chantaje. Puro, puro chantaje. Siempre es a tu manera.
Yo te quiero aunque no quieras.
Puro, puro chantaje. Puro, puro chantaje. Vas libre como el aire.
No soy de ti ni de nadie. 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 Con mi cuerpo un egoísta.
Puro, puro chantaje. Puro, puro chantaje. Siempre es a tu manera.
Yo te quiero aunque no quieras.
Puro, puro chantaje. Puro, puro chantaje. Vas libre como el aire.
No soy de ti ni de nadie. 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 Nadie.
Alright, alright, baby. Shakira. Maluma.
Pretty boy.
You're my baby loba. Yeah. Colombia. You feel me?
Pretty boy.
This is a Latin Alternative, continuing with an episode devoted to musical guilty pleasures. And you know, something that annoys me a little bit, Josh, is when people use reggaeton sort of as a crusade. You know, I love good music, so I hate reggaeton. You know, all reggaeton is terrible. What's happening to people, you know, playing reggaeton in the car? I got a lot, recently went to Buenos Aires and I got a lot of that. But I was working for doing a project for the Latin Grammys, and I needed to listen to all the songs that were nominated in the Record of the Year category and writing about them and listening to them. And so suddenly I was stuck listening to this song that we just heard from El Dorado, the latest album by Shakira from Colombia, of course. And it features Maluma. He's sort of like a poster child of everything that allegedly is bad about music these days. This was Chantaje. And, you know, I listened to once, twice. By the third time, I was completely hooked. I love the production. I love what Shakira does with the vocals. I always thought she was very gifted. She has a lot of imagination and personality in her vocals. And I don't like Maluma's duet, you know, portion of it at all. So that was my guilty pleasure, and proudly so, Chantaje. And I understand now we're going, it seemed to be that Mexico is sort of the land of guilty pleasures in your universe, right?
Yes, Ernesto, it's where I go to escape the reggaeton that seems to dominate your life. I, for one, not a fan of Maluma nor Shakira, but look, we all have our guilty pleasures. It's hard for me to justify many of mine, but I am a fan of Plastilina Mosh. What can I say about these guys? They started out in 1998 and really won my heart with just their ridiculous sense of humor, their bilingual lyrics, and you know, two crazy rich boys from Monterrey, Mexico.
And Josh, I wanted to ask you, did you see them at the point in their career where they would perform dressed in dinosaur costumes?
I missed out on that, but I've heard many stories about how terrible they were live early in their career. They did evolve, though, into a great live act later, especially on their final album, All You Need Is Mosh, which came out in 2008. This is a song in English called My Party. It's about many random celebrities celebrities who they find themselves partying with one strange night, including George Bush and Barry Manilow. Must have been a crazy evening. So we're going to take a listen to Plastilina Mosh from Monterrey, Mexico, My Party.
Everybody wants to go to my party, that's right. Everybody wants to go to my party, uh-huh. Everybody wants to go to my party, that's right. Everybody wants to go to my party. Everybody wants to go to my party, that's right. Everybody wants to go to my party, uh-huh. Everybody wants to go to my party, that's right. Everybody wants to go to my party. Even Paris Hilton, I like her pretty face, it puts me in my place, here's some lemon and some salt for your icy cool to base, I love to sit and watch her shake her baby maker, don't be rude, pull out the mace, I like your face, I love your body. Everybody wants to go to my party. Everybody wants to go to my party, uh-huh. Everybody wants to go to my party, that's right. Everybody wants to go to my party, uh-huh. Everybody wants to go to my party. Even George Bush with his buddy Danny Bonaduce, I mean Danny Bonaducci, Flavor Flav and Gary Busey, Gary Coleman, beg me please, Kenny G got on his knees, Richard Simmons, Baby Spice, Ron Jeremy, Vanilla Ice, Ice, Ice. Get drunk, get laid, and drink Bacardi. Hey, is that Barry Manilow? I hope so, cause I'm a fan low. Mark Anthony, Jamie Flo, Mencia Carlos, Lupus Mario. They all get down, they all get nutty. Fuck it, fuck, playing at my party. Everybody wants to come to my party, that's right. Everybody wants to come to my party, uh-huh. Everybody wants to come to my party, that's right. Everybody wants to come to my party. Even the police, not Thomas Copen or Sting, the kind of cops that don't sing. Ring-a-ding, cell phones covered in bling bling. Try to get in the VIP area, only for Madonna and Araya. I'll get down, they all get nutty. Shaking bacon at my party. Everybody wants to come to my party, that's right. Everybody wants to come to my party, uh-huh. Everybody wants to come to my party, that's right. Everybody wants to come to my party.
Read between the lines, tell me what you're thinking. Look into my eyes and say, I want you to kiss me some more.
This is the Latin Alternative. You're listening to The Latin Alternative, an hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Me encontré un angelito que bajó del cielo azul. Yo pedí un angelito, corazón, llegaste tú. Angelito, déjame decir que antes que te vi no conocí el amor y por ti aprendí. Eres para mí la dicha que soñé, mi bendición. llegaste en mi soledad como un amanecer, iluminando así mi corazón, todo mi ser. Me encontré un angelito que bajó del cielo azul. Yo pedí un angelito, corazón, llegaste tú. Angelito, déjame decir que antes que te vi no conocí el amor, y por ti aprendí. Eres para mí la dicha que soñé, mi bendición. Llegaste en mi soledad como un amanecer, iluminando así mi corazón, todo mi ser. Conocí un angelito que bajó del cielo azul. Yo quería un angelito y ese ángel eres tú.
We just heard Angelito by Manolo Muñoz. This is the kind of guilty pleasure that I believe would endear me to grandmothers all over Latin America, Josh. And in effect, I think it doesn't quite qualify as a guilty pleasure because it's a beautiful track from the 60s by Manolo Muñoz. Sort of yeah, 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 early rock and roll, pop rock. An era where, you know, the hooks were really strong and the melodies were highly nostalgic. That was Manolo Muñoz with Angelito.
Now we're going to head down to Buenos Aires, Argentina, and listen to Fidel Nadal, who formerly was the frontman of a very political Rasta punk band called Todos Tus Muertos, a group that often got compared to the Rasta punk band Bad Brains, who are from Washington, D.C. And Fidel Nadal has had quite an extensive solo career as well, more in reggae and often touching on dancehall reggae as well. And this song, Te Quiero Ver, I have just caught myself dancing around the room too many times in the past. It's just this slice of kind of up-tempo hip-hop reggae. Will it win any awards for Song of the Year? I don't think so, but will it win for Song Most Stuck in My Head? Perhaps. We are going to take a listen to Fidel Nadal going back to 2013 off his album Llegó el Momento. This is Te Quiero Ver, or I Want to See You.
Como Coca-Cola bajo la mejor arroz de play, nos ponemos a bailar de las 9 hasta las 6, con el agani, 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 venimos bien, no te lo puedes perder. Ella te necesita y eso lo sabes bien. Para mi hermosa mucama, acá llegó tu rey. Suena el celular, vos ya sabes quién es. Ese número vos lo conoces. Como Coca-Cola, va que la mejor arroz de play. Nos ponemos a bailar de las 9 hasta las 6. Con el agani, 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 venimos a hacer. No te lo podés perder. Eres naughty like a real team.
voy a cantar.
Oye lo que voy a cantar.
Mira a mi pana.
Mira a mi pana.
Oye lo que voy a cantar.
Oye lo que voy a cantar.
Un ritmo me dio a
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 y se llama bachata.
Y se llama bachata.
Y se llama bachata house.
Yo creí que tú sabías que un hombre a pie y arrancado y un perro muerto en una funda.
La diferencia es la funda. La diferencia es la funda.
Yo creí que tú sabías que aquí la cosa está tan mala que ya Farfán vendió la mata, porque si no la hambre lo mata. No nos salva ni el papa. Y como dice Proyecto 1, ¿tú crees que me va a ganar? ¿Tú crees que me va a tumbar? Y es fácil ponerle lente a los tres ojos. Y es fácil ponerle lente a los tres ojos.
Dedicado para el bachiller y Leo Castillo.
Yo creí que tú sabías que ahora el Viernes Santo va a caer domingo y la Navidad la pusieron para febrero. Y con esta bachata voy a decirle, mujeres, hembras, yo soy un hombre que estoy muy bueno, yo soy un hombre que estoy parado, yo soy el hombre de los 20 carros, 19 que no sirven y uno que hay que empujarlo. Y no te creas que de mentira, encontraron a Sabana perdida, encontraron a Sabana perdida. Y eso no es raro, eso no es raro, la descubierta ya la te echaron, la descubierta ya la te echaron. Y como dice Proyecto 1, ¿tú crees que me va a ganar?
Y es fácil ponerle lente a los tres ojos. Y es fácil fajarse a la pata con un cien pies.
Coquilla con un palo de luz pa' ti.
Rubén y Elvin Blanco, agarren lo que está caliente.
Esto se llama Bachata House. Sabía que un hombre a pie y arrancado y un perro muerto en una funda. La diferencia es la funda. Pa' que lo sepa, yo sé más que eso. Y al que yo le debo un peso y viene a que se lo dé, me meto un cuento tan grande que entonces me presta 10 y le digo, coquilla con un palo de luz pa' ti. Coquilla con un palo de luz pa' ti. Bueno, este disco se acabó. Por eso te digo adiós. Recuerda a nadie, guárdame nada que yo voy nunca. Por eso te digo adiós, recuerdo a nadie, guárdame nada que yo voy nunca. Y no te olvides que un hombre a pie y arrancado y un perro muerto en una funda, la diferencia es la funda, te lo dice Blas Durán.
Juanita, de barata Guachimán, de barata Guachimán.
Y ahora te voy a dar Sabana, palo y maíz en botella. Y ahora te voy a dar Sabana, palo y maíz en botella. Sabana, palo y maíz en botella. Sabana, palo y maíz en botella.
This is a Latin alternative as we're mercifully arriving at the very end of our Guilty Pleasures episode. And we just heard Blas Durán, Creí. That was from the Rough Guide to Merengue and Bachata. And I have to tell you, Josh, there was this publicist who promoted all these Latino releases. And the first time I called him on the phone, we ended up talking about Debussy and piano music and French Impressionism. The second time I called him, I got an email about Amarfis. You know, he's an artist that does merengue urbano. This is the urban kind of merengue that mixes tropical roots with rap and all these sort of tacky electronic effects. And I called him, you know, asking, I want to get the new Amarfis album, because as it turns out, you know, I love merengue urbano. And this kind publicist said something like, Debussy and merengue urbano, I think you need to be cloned. So I confess I love merengue urbano because it's so irreverent and so silly, and the lyrics are really funny. If you understand a little bit of Spanish, I think you must have enjoyed everything that Blas Durán said when he was performing Creí, my guilty pleasure from the Dominican Republic today.
And if you liked or perhaps hated what you've been hearing today on The Latin Alternative, please do follow us on Facebook. We're at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by going into iTunes and looking for The Latin Alternative, or just go to thelatinalternative.com. Ernesto, please tell us and our listeners, what guilty pleasure are we going to unleash upon them as our last song of the day?
Well, hermano Josh, how would you like to listen to something by O Rey, the king of Brazilian pop, the Brazilian equivalent of Julio Iglesias?
I have no idea until I hear it if I want to hear it, Ernesto, but given how much I appreciate many of your guilty pleasures, I'm willing to take a listen.
Thank you for saying that. So again, in those conversations where I talk about my love for Joy Division and Queen and Genesis and Floyd, then suddenly I say, I also love Roberto Carlos. And the room sort of gets quiet for a little bit because Roberto Carlos is not exactly the definition of high quality Latin music like the Buena Vista Social Club or Willy Colon or Rubén Blades, for instance. However, I do believe that he's very much a musical genius, especially when he started his career in the mid to late 60s and released albums that are absolutely gorgeous. My favorite Roberto Carlos album, and I have almost all of them, came out in 1969. It was self-titled with his name, like most of his records. And you see a very young, sort of rock starish Roberto Carlos with his long wavy hair sitting in the sand. That record is absolutely perfect. It has every single track on that LP. It's beautiful. Very much a guilty pleasure of mine. We're going to say goodbye with Roberto Carlos, the king or rey, and now Adianta. Hasta la próxima.
Adiós.
De que adianta eu ficar pensando sempre em você? Se brigamos tanto e eu sei que um dia posso te perder. De que adianta eu ficar dizendo que te amo tanto? Se você não teve nem por um momento pena do meu pranto. Se não existe nada, então eu posso ir. Você me deixa triste, não fico mais aqui, aqui, aqui. Você já me disse que vai ficar triste se eu te deixar, mas eu não entendo se até agora não me soube amar. Vou ficar sozinho, mas o meu caminho tenho que seguir. E talvez um dia nova alegria eu volte a sentir. Se não existe nada, então eu posso ir. Você me deixa triste, não fico mais aqui, aqui, aqui. E então pra sempre eu cheguei agora à triste conclusão que você não pode nunca mais ser dona do meu coração. Sei que vai ser triste, mas infelizmente tudo se acabou. Vou pelo caminho onde muita gente triste já passou. Se não existe nada, então eu posso ir. Você me deixa triste, não fico mais aqui, aqui, aqui.
This is the Latin Alternative.
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.